would you use a term like either granny woman or granny or midwife?
Midwife. And if, what I was trying to think of.
Okay. If a boy has facial features very similar to his father, you might say he...
Baby.
And if he behaves like his father, he has, you know, you say, you might say what? You know, he does the same sort of thing his father does.
Oh, I don't know.
And if a child...
Just like his father, you might say.
Yeah, you'd say just like his father. All right. And if a child's been bad, you might say to him, you better behave yourself or you're going to get...
Spanking.
All right. And if you say that woman had a hard life, she had 6 children all by herself, she...
Divorced them.
Yeah. Well, would you use the term reared or raised them?
Raised them.
All right. And if you see a little boy and you haven't seen him for a long time, you might say, my, how you've...
Grown.
And a an illegitimate child, a child born out of wedlock, is called a...
Bastard, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other terms? Any...
Witchco.
Okay. Any others?
No, that's all I remember.
If you're talking about your brother's son, you'd say he's your...
Nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is a...
Child of what?
Both parents are dead.
Oh. He's can't think of what I want to say last time, I don't know. As well as I know. His child, his father dead, you see?
And his mother, too.
Oh, yeah, he's I can't think sometimes what I want to say. Do you ever get that way?
Oh, sure. Every day.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Can't get it in my mind sometimes what I want to say, and especially used to be.
Sure. Would you use a term like orphan or orphan?
Orphan.
And a child, if the
that's
court...
That's what I wanted to say, but yeah. Couldn't think of it.
Well, that's fine. If the court appoints somebody to take care of a child...
Right.
Yeah. And if you're talking about all the people who are related to you, you might call them your...
Might call what?
All the people related to you, you know, everybody.
Relatives?
Yeah. And if you're talking about one particular relative or somebody asks you about one particular relative, you say, you know, he's no what to me, he's no...
No relation.
Yeah. You know? And if a person, you see somebody, oh, like me, you know, you see somebody from out of town, and you'd say, well, he's a what in town? He's a...
Stranger.
All right. But how do you use the word foreigner?
Foreigner?
Yeah.
That's... We're referring to anybody that's across from the water, across the water.
That would have to be someone from a different...
locality.
From a different country. If the doorbell rang and you might say, let's put it this way, in a master of ceremonies, you know, might say, ladies and...
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, how else would you use the term gentleman? What other... situation might you use the word gentleman?
Some of them not gentlemen.
Yeah. What kind of a person would you call a gentleman? And would you use the expression gentleman?
I don't know what term you'd turn to there.
Well, I mean, would you call it, if someone was at the door, would you say there's a gentleman at the door or a man at the door?
Man at the door.
And why? And what, under what circumstances would you use gentleman?
Well, you do that when somebody that you don't know, you couldn't call his name.
Might call him a gentleman.
No, couldn't call him a name.
Mind you waiting in here?
City wants you to come by if they call about this same thing.